You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated now joins us to take a look at the forecast, which is calling for some really pretty cold temperatures again here in the Midwest room. Can you tell me about those first?
Well, it certainly does look like it's going to be downright nasty for this time of the year. I mean, it's just one more week, right? Well, I don't know. It seems like it just goes on and on and on. Temperatures will be dropping down below zero once again, as far south as southern Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northern Ohio, as we finish out this week and head into the weekend. Now, we'll see some variation in the temperatures across the region, but the bottom line is it's just going to be downright nasty cold for a while. Afternoon temperatures will probably rebound in the northern parts of the Midwest all the way up into the positive single digits and teens each afternoon, taking us through the weekend. While the southernmost parts of the Midwest will probably see temperatures getting up into the 20s and 30s, might even see a couple of 40-degree readings late in the weekend between cold surges. There will be another surge next week that will be preceded by some snow. We expect that actually snow and a wintry mix of precipitation will occur across a big part of the U.S. Midwest and the Central Plains. This will get started over the weekend, be more significant on Sunday and Monday. And we'll probably see anywhere from 2 to 6 inch snows in general, and probably some totals getting upwards to 10 inches possible if the storm system manages to develop a strong surface low. So we'll continue to watch that. But once the snow is over, of course, we get another shot of cool air, so that we'll stay colder than normal through at least the latter part of next week.
And if you turn your attention to South America, the Brazilian and Argentine crops are in various stages of the growing season there.
That's right, and most of the weather is generally favorable for both countries right now. It's been a very rough, long growing season for them. Problems in Argentina early on that came and went again, and then they finally got some better weather here in the last few weeks, actually. And Brazil has, of course, just come out of its big problem with dryness, and we're seeing much better conditions across a large part of the country right now. The bottom line is that Brazil will most likely see a favorable two-week period here where timely showers and thunderstorms will occur. The only place that's going to still be a little dry is in the northeast, and that's not necessarily a big soybean production region, but it is a coffee-producing area, and also sugarcane, and both of those crops have had a real tough loss here over the past few weeks, and we're not going to see normal weather come back to those crop areas for a while yet.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate that.
All right, Todd, you have yourself a good day.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. I hope to see you this evening in Clinton, Illinois. We'll be at the Richland College Extension Building there. It's a brand new one. It's right next to the Sunset Hotel and Suites. That's on Route 51, or you can see it from there. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Todd Gleason.